Hello, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is, Thou Shalt Not Have Other Gods Before Me. Exodus 20, verse 3. I am the Lord thy God, and thou shalt not have other gods before me. Before we get into this, there are some people out there that believe that Jesus did away with the Old Testament laws and commandments. That is not true. Jesus said that, I am here to fulfill the law. Those that choose not to change their ways and live by the law will be judged by the law. There will be a judgment day after the second resurrection. Read Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15. So, what are these gods that God is talking about? Well, we are all familiar with Greek and Roman gods of mythology that people worshipped and still do. There was also the golden calf that the Hebrews crafted and worshipped when Moses was up on the mountain. But there are many other things that can be considered gods, as you will see. People in the United States are living in fear because of terrorism. There has been a record number of gun sales, all because of fear. People buy these guns in hopes that they will have protection against their enemies. You may ask, so what is wrong with wanting to protect yourself? There really is nothing wrong with wanting to protect yourself and your family, but there is if you go about it in the wrong way. These are the things that people do when they have no trust or faith in God. If we have faith in God, He will provide us with protection from our enemies. If we buy a gun, then we put our faith in the gun for protection. In other words, we believe that the gun will protect us and God won't. So now, we just created a new God in our life by exchanging one for the other. There are many other gods that people do worship, like sex, cell phones, clothing, food, cars, houses, people, and so on. This world is full of false gods. That is why in James, Scripture tells us to be uncontaminated from the world. The things of this world can keep us disconnected from God and also be deadly to our soul. If we believe in God and live our lives in a righteous manner, then He will take care of us. He even tells us so in one of the end time books of prophecy. Ezekiel chapter 14 verses 12 to 20. The word of God was addressed to me as follows. Son of man, if a country were to sin against me by faithlessness, and if I were to stretch out my hand against it and destroy its stock of bread and send famine to it to kill its men and beast, and if in that country were these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, these men would have their lives spared because of their integrity. It is the Lord God who speaks. Were I to unleash wild animals on that country to rob it of its children and reduce it to such a desert that no one would dare to cross it because of the animals, and if these three men were in that country, then, as I live, it is the Lord God who speaks, they would not be able to save either son or daughter. They would alone be saved, and the country would become a desert. If I were to bring the sword into that country and say, "Let the sword pass through the country. I will strike down man and beast with it." And if these three men were in that country, then, as I live, it is the Lord God who speaks, they would not be able to save either son or daughter. They alone would be saved. If I were to send the plague into that country and satisfy my anger with them by bloodshed, cutting off men and beast, if Noah, Daniel, and Job were in the country, as I live, it is the Lord God who speaks, they would not be able to save either son or daughter, though they would save their own lives because of their integrity. This country is sinning against God by its faithlessness in Him. Look at the shape this country is in, and you can see how far it has fallen away from God. In Deuteronomy, God tells us that He will remove His blessings and curse this nation for rebelling against Him. England and Israel are also included. The United States and England are sister nations of Israel. Jesus spoke of what it takes to be righteous in the eyes of God, and it's relatively simple, but it takes a lot of work on our part. But we don't have to go it alone, because Jesus is here to help us. That's what He meant when He said, "Renounce your life, pick up your cross, and follow Me." Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 31. One of the scribes who had listened to them debating and had observed how well Jesus had answered them now came up and put a question to Him. "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "This is the first. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the one Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you must love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." In John chapter 13, verse 14, "I give you a new commandment: love one another, just as I have loved you." If we want peace, happiness, joy, and eternal life, then we have to give our will to God and take His will. If we choose to keep our will and follow our own will, then we will be like the blind leading the blind. Our life will have no meaning. We will only be interested in unspiritual things, which can only bring death to the soul. Our soul needs spiritual food to survive, and this food consists of what it says in those two scriptures that you just heard. We need to give of ourselves to God and our fellow man. What a wonderful world it would be if everyone would just love one another. May God bless you and be with you always.